This is why I got
this is Joe telling Barbie and me how wonderful our father is. We're busy telling him how wonderful his is, I hear.
I mean,
guy too, but yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'd never met any dad mm-hmm. who wasn't angry.
Oh.
You know, who mm-hmm. had some space between himself, the core of himself, and his emotions.
Uh-huh.
You know, who had some education and knew what it was for.
Yeah.
I never met anybody like that.
He really did his best, huh? He didn't have the advantages that we've had with all kinds of workshops
right.
and this and that.
Right,
and
right, right.
And so forth.
But there was something he got intuitively. I mean, he was,
mm-hmm.
you know, I still see him as this odd, anachronistic landed gentry in the middle of, you know.
Oh, yeah. And his,
you know,
his hero.
Noblesse oblige, you know.
Noblesse oblige. And his hero was Galahad. He said to me, Galahad, he had the strength of 10 because his heart was pure.
Pure, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like he would have liked to have been like that. He couldn't do it like any human being.
You know, right. I mean,
but this was what he thought was, this was what he would like to have modeled himself upon.
Interesting, wow.
And so you never make it when you model yourself off something like that, huh?
Yeah. And I remember, you know, he seemed, whatever Mike and I did, whatever we could say to him, whatever we could relate to him as something we had done,
mm-hmm.
it was like, oh, well, sure, of course. Kids do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was such a lack of judgment, but it in its place seemed to me at the time this extraordinary understanding and acceptance.
And kind of compassion.
Yeah. And I'd never experienced that.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary. Yeah. It really, really was.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Robert also, for him, that was the dad. You know?
Yeah.
This was the man.
Yeah.
And even though he didn't even speak that much English.
Yeah, I remember I'd never seen a cello before.
Oh, well, that was my
you know?
Cello.
Yeah, but I mean,
well,
I, you know.
Right there.
Yeah. You know, and classical music. I mean, you know, I remember, you know, wanting Mike to go away for a minute. So I could, you know, so he'd leave me alone so I could listen to the music that was on your record player because I'd never heard stuff.
It's Franz Liszt.
And he always
you know,
played.
I remember Scheherazade.
Oh, yeah.
Rimsky-Korsakov.
I cannot hear Rimsky-Korsakov without thinking of being in your living room.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Me too.
Really?
I played
when
it
I
really
hear that,
other night.
I think, oh, wow, you know.
Really?
And Linda sometimes has sent me recordings of that type of music, and I'm like classical. And it's like, oh, play that sometimes, I think.
What?
Yeah.
We need music.
Oh, yeah.
That and percolating coffee
and the coffee and the scotch and the rolled up sleeves on his white shirt.
Yes.
And this just, I don't know, this he had a grace about him that I've experienced in very few adults, myself
There's
among them.
There's a lot of men like that in England, and I have
really?
Some old friends, not as old as my dad, but, you know, elderly Englishmen, now elderly Englishmen. And, you know, this is something that I really like about the Scots as well.
Huh.
And I suppose, you know, I mean, they still have them there. It's a kind of an old world thing.
Yeah. But you know, here, I mean, you read about the caricature of the old Englishman, the old world Englishman, and it's, you know, it's not like that at all. It's,
well, that was the generation before.
Before, perhaps, yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
but he was
and it's generations before, but
But he had this sensuality about him, about the world. He could embrace the world in this very sensual way that I still imagine. I mean, just sensory way, you know. That
sensory.
Just,
mm-hmm.
Well, to me, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, you know, because he didn't seem afraid of things that were new. But on the other hand, you know, he could...
I think he was, but he passed
really?
The boundaries, thinking, you know, this is when he could. He didn't always, but...
Huh.
And the neatest thing he ever said to me, I thought, was when he didn't really like black jazz and stuff. And he said, you know, their voices and all that, it just kind of makes me uncomfortable. And he said, and I don't want you kids to feel that way. You know, I'm just saying that that's kind of how it is with me. You know, black people kind of make me a little uncomfortable. I'm not really at ease with them. And he said, but it's a generational thing. He said, when we've come a long way, he said, when Dorf was scheduled to graduate from high school, she was scheduled alphabetically to sit next to a black, and our mother didn't allow her to go to her graduation. He said, so you can see that, I mean, there's a little discomfort left with me, but, and I don't, you know, at all expect you to, you know, in your generation, this is, you know, all that is totally meaningless to you, which you just need to know that, you know, for me, it's still not totally at ease. I just thought that was so cool.
That's very cool.
That was neat.
Wow.
Just one day in the car like that, when we're listening to jazz, and I, you know, said, well, I kind of rather listen to something else. And then he said that.
How lovely.
You know?
How lovely.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I can remember being so struck by the fact that he would make decisions about what to buy, what to do, or whatever, based on how he felt and how he felt. You know, if the likely outcome would be interesting for him, or aesthetically pleasing for him, or whatever, didn't have to do with, you know, what you could or couldn't or should or shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, what seemed to please him on a deeper level than just immediate gratification. Kind of, you know, it's like, well, how am I going to feel about this in 10 years? How am I going to, you know, will I still be interested in this in...
That's
you
right.
know, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't know, he was remarkable for me.
And
I never thanked him nearly like I should have. Mm. Nearly like I should have. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I can remember. I mean, I'm sure I've told you. Remember that silly Winchester 94 that I have, the saddle carbine?
92.
94.
2-4.
Fight.
You
it's a 20.
Winchester is a 20 pieces.
25-20.
Yeah.
92. Trust me.
But there was no model 92.
Yeah.
But it's based on the 94.
No, the 94 is based on the 92. It came out 2 years later.
Oh, yeah. Well, 4-2. Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. Do the math.
Well, really interesting. Okay. Anyway, but, you know, I wanted to be like you guys, and I saw this thing at that place down on Pico, whatever the gun shop that was down on Pico. But I didn't know what to do.
Ames.
What? Mm-hmm. That was Ames?
Ames, I think.
Okay. And you know, I didn't talk to my dad.
I thought you were so cool when you bought that thing. Wow, he's got one too.
No, what was cool, what was cool is that without you, I called your dad.
Mm.
And I said, you know, hey, Mr. Diggles, you know, there's this thing and I'm really interested in it, but I'm not quite sure what to do because I don't know enough about it. And would you help me? I mean, would you come down and look at it for me and tell me if I'm doing the right thing? And he said, of course. And he did. And we went down there. I don't know where you were. We went down there and looked at this thing, which was like $75, $90, something like that, which for me was an extraordinary, awesome amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, it's a work of art, this thing.
Oh, it
I mean,
is.
I love this thing. And I haven't even looked at it in 10 years, probably. And he just looked at me and smiled after we played with it and stuff. And he said, yeah, I think this is a really lovely thing.
Yeah.
And it was like a pure, almost like a pure relationship, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, it was wonderful.
You didn't have to go through me to do it.
No,
yeah, you and Dad had this
and
relationship
like, yeah,
that
well,
didn't have to go through me.
Yeah, that one, I mean, it's just like, oh, okay,
I didn't get there with your dad.
Yeah.
I had to go through you to get to your dad.
I didn't get there with my dad either, but.
Well, okay. I'm going to stop this and start over again in just about 3 seconds.
That was pretty cool.
Mm. I still have